Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Pei Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, learning the halachos of Rosh Chodesh, and we began yesterday Simin Tov Chof Beis, and we're in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on the last line. We had read this yesterday, but we'll chazer over quickly because we're in the middle of a Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Dalet. And the Mechaber is telling us over here that if a person forgot to say Yalav Yovo by Mariv, he doesn't go back unless he's still within the bracha, and he hasn't yet said Baruch Ata Hashem of Hamachzir Shechina Sol Tzion, then he goes back. But if by Mariv, he already said Baruch Ata Hashem, he doesn't go back, and he just continues, and hopefully next time he'll do better. This is true for both the first and second days of Rosh Chodesh. However, by Shachris and Mincha, Machzirin Oso, the person has to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if he forgot. And we'll learn more about this now. So yesterday we said in the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Dalet, that the Knesset HaGdola writes that this is only required that you have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei for Shachris if you haven't yet davened Musaf. But if you already davened Musaf, which of course you mentioned that it's Rosh Chodesh, so bid the Eved you would be Yotzei. The Shaar HaTzion, Os Gimel, points out that this would only be true for Shachris, but by Mincha time, it wouldn't count. He points out that in any situation, you always daven mincha under almost all situations after Musaf. And he says, "Halo mistame ispala Musaf v'hizkir bo kedushas hayom." So why would then you have to go back and have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei by mincha if you forgot Yalav Yavo? Therefore, achein yesh litchos, he pushes this off, and he says, "Deschiras kedushas hayom b'musaf eino tikkun rak al mashakil kol mikodem." It only works on that which you messed up beforehand, the lohizkir, and you didn't mention it by shachris. Avol lo amashi yikalkel achakach, but it wouldn't work for mincha, which normally comes afterwards. And he concludes, "Achein sarachi," and you have to look into this entire din. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, that we learned previously that if the Shliach Tzibur in his private Shemoneh Esrei did not say Yalav Yavo, so then he can be Yotzei when he repeats the Chazaras HaShatz. And therefore, the same thing applies over here. So, Bidi Eved, so to say, according to this opinion, that if you said it in Musaf, that would work. So too, if you said it in the Chazaras HaShatz, it's the same idea, even though you didn't say it in the private Shemoneh Esrei of the Chazan. The Mishneh Berurah continues and writes, "Yesh la'akal b'zal koponim b'yochid b'di'evid." So he says an individual could rely upon this b'di'evid, and he brings this down. Vertiko b'morgan Avram shon b'siv katan gimel, that the Morgan Avram paskins this over there. However, avol b'shiure bracha in the name of the Rashba, b'shem Rashba kosav the b'yochid li'olam choser v'afilu kvarves bala musaf. He says this is not the halacha l'maisa. He says even if you daven musaf, you'd have to go back and repeat the shachar Shemoneh Esrei again because you weren't yotzei. The issue footnote number 6 brings down, if you took off your tefillin, because we of course take off our tefillin before we say Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, so he says, and you have to go back and say Shachris, it is a machlokis. He brings down for the Shelus Shuvas Beis Sha'arim, Shekivan Shemitzvah Shu'alav Tefillin Kol Hayom. Ideally, you really should have your tefillin on all day. We just take them off for Musaf because we say Keser, and therefore, even if we don't say Keser, if you're not Nusuch Svard, you're Nusuch Hashanaz, nevertheless, we take off our tefillin because of that Kedusha. But he says, then you put him back on if you have to repeat Shachris, the Shemoneh Esrei. And he brings down Rechaim Kanievsky, Shlita, Shetov, Lachzor, Lanicham. It's better to actually go and put your tefillin on again if you have to go and repeat the Shachris, Shemoneh Esrei. On the other hand, however, he brings down for the Marshag, as well as the Shelus Tshuvas Priyasodeh, She'eno Tzarech, Lachzor, Lanich tefillin. You don't have to go put him back on. Again, there's nothing wrong if you do, because technically we can wear our tefillin all day long. In any event, the Mishneh Berurah continues. He says that this opinion that says that a Yochid should not rely upon having said the Rosh Chodesh concept in Musaf, so therefore he should repeat Shachris. He says, "V'kein hiskin b'sefer Morg Tzia." The Morg Tzia agrees. Elo, the cause of the Mikol Makom, he writes there, "Mishum sofek yasne dimeno chayiv mispal hu b'toras and dov." He says, since there is an opinion that says you don't have to go back and say it, he says, since he paskins that you do have to go back and say it, have in mind that you're doing it b'toras nedova. So, if I'm mechuyev to repeat it, I am. And if I'm not mechuyev to repeat it, I'm saying it as a tefillas nedava. The issue footnote number 7 says, even on Shabbos, where we normally don't say a tefillas nedava, so Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down, sheyachzor l'spal shachris below lisanos, that you're allowed to go and repeat shachris, and obviously you can't make this tonight because we don't say a tefillas nedava on Shabbos. Nevertheless, he says, meikra din, the halach is that you have to go back and be mispalo, and therefore you do so in this situation as well, even though you can't make it tonight. No, if it wasn't Shabbos, he says, so make it tonight. It doesn't hurt at all. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Ochein im kishohoye mispalo gimel rishonos al das lispalo musaf. But if somebody realizes he's davening musaf and he's in the first three brachos, which are considered one unit, he realizes he forgot yalav yavu and shachris, so then nizkar shalom omar yalav yavu betfila shachris, bivadei yesh lahoro sheyesayim matfila b'shol shachris. So don't keep on doing the musaf shemun esrei, but switch over back into the shachris shemun esrei. If you go kel kadosh, go out to chonein and don't go into the musaf shemun esrei. And then, v'yachakach, if you finish the shachris shemun esrei, yispal musaf. And this is the proper way to do this. In the Shaar HaTzion Os Hey, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down in the name of the Shaar HaTshuva. And therefore, even though your intention was to daven musaf when you were saying the first three brachos, nevertheless, one can switch it to the shachris shemun esrei when you, in fact, have not been yotzei tefillah shachris. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yem nizgar kodim shehischil modim. If a person, when he has to go back and repeat the Shemun Esrei by Shachris and Mincha, if he didn't say Yalav Yavo, realizes before he started to say modim anachnu loch, that he forgot to say Yalav Yavo, so then he goes right there and says it. Omer b'makom shenizkar. The Mishnah explains in Sifkat and Hey. Then afterwards, after you finish Yalav Yavo, you go straight to modim. V'achakach yomer modim, because you already said Hamachzir Shechina Solu Tzion. And he says V'hainu afilu kvar Omer b'siyim birchas sesechazen. This is true, even though you finished off the bracha. Now v'im lo siyim od Hamachzir rakama bracha Hashem. Here in this situation, when you're mechuyev to go back, as opposed to by Marv, which we spoke yesterday, Shia, that you're not mechuyev to go back. Here, if the person said Baruchat to Hashem, so then we've already talked this out in yesterday's Shia, as well as previously, Kosan Lel in Simon Kufi Dallas Yavav, in the Bir Halach over there, the Nochon Yosef Asayim Lamdeni Chukecha. We can say the Pasuk from Tehillim. Capital Kuf Yotes, we say Baruch Ator, and you say really say Hashem's name, Lamdeni Chukechu, that's a whole pasuk, that's not considered a hefsik, and therefore that undoes, so to say, the saying of the Baruch Baruch Ator Hashem, Kadesh Lo Yeh Haskoras Hashem Lovatola, therefore you didn't say Hashem's name for naught, and then you can say V'yom Yalav Yavo right over there, and then the Yachakach, you can go and pick up the Sechazeno, Einenu Yom Ha'or Apam Sechazeno, with the words of Baruch Ator Hashem, Amach Zish Kinesol Tzion, now being said properly. V'chein Kosa B'shari Tshuva, and this as well is brought down by the Shaar HaTshuva too. Now the Mechaber continues. If you didn't remember it over there, v'im lo nizkar ad achar shishchul modim. If you already started to say modim, so then what should you do? You haven't finished the Shemoneh Esrei yet. You're still in the end part of the Shemoneh Esrei, but you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and you're past modim. So then, im nizkar kodim shehishlum tefillah. So as long as it's before you completed your Shemoneh Esrei, which we'll define in a moment, then chozer l'ritzei. Then you go back to the beginning of ritzei, not to Yalav Yavo, but to the beginning of that bracha, which is ritzei. And then you say the first part ritzei again, and then you say Yalav Yavo where it should be, and then you continue the sechazenu einenu and continue the entire Shemoneh Esrei that you may have already said part of it. You continue from there. The Mishnah Berurah explains. The Gimel Achronus Chashuvus Kechos. The last three brachos, just like the first three brachos, are considered a single unit, and therefore, if you had to repeat it, you have to repeat it all the way from the beginning. You can't just repeat it from the point that you erred, which is from where Yalav Yavu is, which is after Ritzei. But no, you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei. The issue footnote number 8 brings down what happens if you didn't go back to Ritzei. You just said Yalav Yavu, and then you continue to Vesecha Zena. So it brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shechozer, Mispal Shenis. Since you didn't go back to the beginning of Ritzei, your saying of Yalav Yavu now is not considered in the right place. Because as we said, the last three brachos are one unit. You didn't go back to the beginning of the unit. You'd have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei again. Very interesting psak. Then he points out, if in Shema Koleinu, the person made various bakoshos over here, and during these bakoshos that he says in Shema Koleinu, he alluded to the fact that it is Rosh Chodesh, but then he forgot to say Yalav Yavo. So he acknowledged that it was Rosh Chodesh during his bakoshos of the previous bracha of Shomea Tvila, but didn't acknowledge it during the bracha of Ritzei. So then the Birka Yosef, the Chidah, writes down, and as well the Kaf HaChaim, that he would be Yotzei in this situation, his Chiyav to have recognized Rosh Chodesh, and doesn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. On the other hand, the Maimon Mordechai disagrees, as well as the Chochem Shlomo, and they say you weren't Yotzi because you weren't masking it in the right place, and only when you say Yalav Yavo in the right place are you fulfilling this concept. And that right place must be in the Bracha Ritzei and not in the Bracha of Shomea Tefila. Mechaber continues in Yirmayetz, V'im lo nizkar ad shehishlum tefiloso, and if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei, again, we'll define that in a moment, if you finish the Shemoneh Esrei and you didn't mention Yalav Yavo, Chozer Rosh, then you got to go back to the very beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says, Hainu, what does it mean finishing the Shemoneh Esrei? Shesiyim birkas sim shalom. This, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. After you said Hamavorech Hashem Yisrael Vashalom, and you said the first time Yulah Ratzon, that means you've finished your Shemoneh Esrei, even though you haven't taken the 3 steps back. Therefore, that is called done with Shemoneh Esrei. Too late to say Yalav Yavo, and now you have to go back all the way to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei because you weren't Yotzei. Now, according to this, the first time you say Yulu Ratzon is Mklal Hatfilu. That is part of the Shmoneh Esrei, as we've already previously learned, Ukele'el B'Simin Kuf Chav Beis. But what about Elokai Nitzor L'Shanim Eirah? What about that? So the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imhu Rogil Lomar Tachanunim. I dare say everybody today, when they say the Shmoneh Esrei, don't end it off at Havarech Zvayisov HaShalom and Yulu Ratzon, but everybody says Elokai Nitzor L'Shanim Eirah, which is called Tachanunim, and there are other supplications in this capital as well. So he says, since everybody today says, so we all say that, so then we haven't really finished the Shmoneh Esrei when we conclude, and you say the first time, Yulu Ratzon, and therefore you're still considered in the Shmoneh Esrei. And if while you're saying the Elokai, but you're still saying these Techinos over here, and you're adding personal supplications, so you're still considered in the Shmoneh Esrei. Chozel would say, so then you don't go back to the beginning of the Shmoneh Esrei. If you remember over here that you forgot Yalav Yavo, you can go back to Ritzay at this point over here. Yishbur explains in Sivkot and Ches, Veinaf Kamina Bezeh, Benim Omer HaTachanunim Kodim Yulu Ratzon, or Acher Yulu Ratzon. There are people that say all of these Tachanunim, we of course say Elokai Nitzor L'Shanim Ra before the second Yulu Ratzon. There's some people that still say additional tachanunim after the second Yulu Ratzon. Most people say them before the second Yulu Ratzon. The kosh osik adayim mitzachanunim, as long as you're still saying supplications over here, or oshadayin tzorach lomar tachanunim, or you intend to say further supplications, lo mikri adayin siluk tfilo, you're not yet done with the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore you're considered still in the Shmoneh Esrei that you can go back to Ritzay to finish off the proper saying of Yalav Yavo in its right place. And that's why the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Tes that we use specifically this language over here, Shiyakor Raglov. Nokat Hai Lishna, we use this lotion of you didn't move your feet back, Mishum da Mechaber, Mayri Shadayin Lo Omar Tachanunim. Because the Mechaber says that you're still saying Tachanunim when you haven't yet moved your feet back. Rakti Kiva and Derogel, since a person is Yovi saying this, Mistoma Yaskal Omar Gamatu, so he's going to say it right now as well. However, Avolim Kvar Omar Tachanunim, if you finished all your supplications, Vesim Osom, and you ended them, Vein Bemach Shaftal Omarot, and you have no intention of saying anything else, so then in that situation, you're now done with Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, Afilu Adayin Lo Akar Raglov, in this situation, even if you haven't moved your feet back, you are considered halachically kamisha akar domi. You're like somebody who didn't move his feet back and he's done with the Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore in this situation, v'chozer l'rosh hatfila, you'd have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. He brings down over here the Shaar Tzion Osches Poshut. If most people follow the Sidurim, which do have two Yihiratzons, one before the beginning of Elokai Nitzor L'Shinira, and one towards the end. So then, if you always say the second Yulu Ratzon, Kol Shalosim Yulu Ratzon, as long as you haven't said that second Yulu Ratzon, you're still considered like you're in the Shmoneh Esrei, Kilo Siyim, you're like a person who hasn't finished, and therefore, you're still considered as if you're saying supplications, and this is also the Psak of El Yerabah, and therefore, as long as you haven't said the second Yulu Ratzon, you still go back to Ritzay, if you realize then that you forgot to say Yalav Yavo. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah is Hagah. V'imhu Sofek im Hitzker Olav. The person's not sure. He doesn't remember. Did he or did he not say Yalav Yavo in the Shmoneh Esrei? So the Stam position of the Ramah is Eino Tzorech Lagzor. He brings down from the Kobo, from Hilchos Tvila, that one doesn't go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah explains why not in Sivkot and Yud. Taimo, the reason of the Kobo is, from the Ramah quoting him, the Kivin Shein Ovim Shloshim Yom Shein Maskirim Bo Yalav Yavo, because there's a Yalav Yavo at least once every 30 days, because Rosh Chodesh comes once every 30 days. So therefore, Ein Zeh Chazoko Shleima Lomar Shebavadi Lo Hizkir. We never get out of the habit, so to say, of saying Yalav Yavo. Therefore, it's not a Vadai that you didn't say it. And therefore, maybe you said it, maybe you didn't. We go Sofik Rabbanim Lekula. When we call Makom, La Locha Lunak Tinakein. However, the Mishnah says we don't paskin like over here this Ramah, this Kobo. The Rov Achronim. Majority of the Achronim, and you can see in the Shaar Tzion Os Tes, this includes the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, the Prichodesh, the Yerabah, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, and the Beis Meir. And therefore, all of these Achronim say, Kimat Kulam, almost all of them, Cholkin Al Zeh, they disagree with the Ramah brought down in the name of the Kolbo, and they hold the Sovrim, the Afilu Besofik Tzorech Lachzor HaPsvalo. They say, you have to go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei when you know you're in doubt. The Mistoma, because probably his Spalo Kemoshe Roga B'chol Yom B'lo Yalav Yavo, because chances are you said your routine Shmoneh Esrei, which doesn't include Yalav Yavo. However, he says, Miu, we've already brought down previously over there in the Mishnah Berurah in the name of various Achronim. If when you started the Shmoneh Esrei or at some point there you realized it's Rosh Chodesh and I have to say Yalav Yavo, and then 2 hours later in the day, after a long period of time, gee, I don't remember now. Did I or did I not say Yalav Yavo? You're sitting and eating breakfast an hour later. He said, gee, did I remember to say Yalav Yavo or not? So ein tzarich lachzor. In that situation, you don't have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Ach kol zeh im asofik nofal leachazman. That's only if it happened much later. Avol minus orilo asofik miyad achar tvila yesh lo lachzor. But if he only remembers right after the Shemoneh Esrei, then he would in fact have to go back. The Rambam continues and he writes, "Ushliach tzibur sheshoach chachmi lahaski v'shachris." If the shliach tzibur forgot in his chazaras hashatz, we'll talk about in a moment what happens if he forgot in a silent Shemoneh Esrei. We already alluded to that today, earlier in today's shir, as well as previously. So, if the shliach tzibur forgot in the chazaras hashatz, don't ask me why nobody was listening and why nobody reminded him at that point in time. But things do happen like that. So then the Rambam says, we've already discussed this ayin la'el in simen kuf chav vav. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down in sif katan yud aleph. What did we learn over there? The Shah Mavur, we learned over there in simen kuf chav vav shein tzarich lachzer. We don't make the shliach tzibur repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Why mishum tircha de tzibur? Because it's very difficult for the entire tzibur to have to hear the Shemoneh Esrei again. And therefore, in this situation, yeshel lismach al tefilas musaf sheispalo v'shom nizka kedushas yom. Because in this situation, we can rely upon what we learned early in this year that for the tzibur, you're able to go and rely upon the fact that you're going to daven musaf and say in musaf the mention of Rosh Chodesh, that would be adequate to prevent a tircha de tzibur, delaying the tzibur and causing difficulty for the tzibur. Then you can rely upon this shita that we brought down previously for the tzibur, albeit we said some allow it for a yachid, but we said many don't allow it for a yachid. The issue footnote number 10 brings down v'davkim nizkar achri kishvar siyemes tvilaso. This is after we finished the entire chazar sashatz and somebody said, hey, we forgot yalav yavo. Then we have to go back normally and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So we give the chazan a special dispensation. But if the chazan's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei and somebody says, hey, he says, modem, he says, you forgot yalav yavo, so then you go back to Ritzeh. Everybody agrees. You go back in this situation. That's not such a tirchum. Now, if he forgot in his silent Shemoneh Esrei, so then we pointed out previously that he can be fulfilling his obligation, which he should have said in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, by making sure he says yalav yavo in the chazaras hashatz. The issue footnote number 10 also mentions that if a person, as the chazan, forgot to say yalav yavo, but he hasn't yet finished the Shemoneh Esrei, but they're ready, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen, so then when they repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, go back to it, say they duchen again. That's one opinion. There's another opinion that says that they don't duchen the second time, but if there's a kohen that hasn't duchened, so he could go up and duchen the second time, even according to this opinion. We'll now begin Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, the Korin Hallel B'diluk, the special Hallel that we say on Rosh Chodesh is what we call a Chatzi Hallel, a half Hallel, is Ben B'yochid Ben Mitzibor. The Mechaber tells us that whether you're davening by yourself or whether you're davening with a Tzibor, you do say the half Hallel, this Hallel B'diluk over here. And he says there's one opinion, V'yeshomim Sha'atzibor Mavarchen Olo B'tchilu L'kros HaHallel, that you do make a bracha on it over here, L'kros HaHallel. He brings that in the Be'er HaGola Ozvav, that this is the opinion of the Rif as brought down in the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Ramah adds, if you were to say instead of likros ahalo im beirech ligmar es ahalo eno tzorach lazar, it's okay, as the Mishnah Berurah will explain, and os yud gimel b'di'evid b'loshun gomer eno b'davka al mishu gomer, it doesn't mean that you finished it totally, d'lefamim gomer b'loshun chachamim kamo kore, that the word gomer can mean, according to the chachamim, just you read it. It doesn't mean you finish it. And the issue footnote number 16 says that we normally don't say gomer es ahalo because you could leave out a word and then you technically wouldn't have finished it. So that's why we always have the nusach likro es ahalo. In any event, the Mechaber, with the addition of the Ramah, are telling us over here that the first opinion says that only in the tzibur do you make this bracha on Rosh Chodesh. And you conclude, l'besof yalucha, you conclude the end bracha of halal as well, which ends melech mullah batish brachos, b'hayochid einam avarech lov. This is only by the tzibur, but the yachid doesn't say this bracha according to the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. The Mechaber then continues and he says, v'yesh omrim, this is the opinion of Rashi, sha'af ha'tzibur einam avarech lov, lo b'tchil lo b'sof, that not only does an individual not make this bracha, but even the tzibur doesn't make this bracha, neither the bracha at the beginning, likros halal, nor melech mullah batish brachos, starting with yalucha at the end. And he adds, v'zeh das ha-Rambam. This is also the opinion of the Rambam as well in Hilchos Chanukah. And the Machaber paskins v'chei noagim b'chol machus Eretz Yisrael s'v'oseh. And this, in fact, is the opinion that they follow in Eretz Yisrael and the surrounding areas. Why do we even say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So Dirshu foot number 11 brings down that the reasoning, according to the Shalah, is shebemoadim hare tiknu lomar Hallel. On a moed we say Hallel, because David HaMelech through Ruach HaChodesh said that it deals with Yitzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, on Rosh Chodesh as well, which is necessary in order to know when the Moadim come out, so therefore, he brings down that you should say also Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Both in the Be'er Heitev, Ozvav, and in the Bir Halacha, he tells us that in the house of an Avil, there are different customs. Some don't say it at all in the house of the Ovel, others have the Ovel leave, and he brings down as well that one should not ideally eat anything before Hallel, but if somebody is weak, they're allowed to eat before they say Hallel. There still are a number of Mishnah Berurahs on the Mechaber and the Ramah that we've already read. Mi'etz Hashem will do them tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.